What is up? So this is me recording from Mayhill, New Mexico. And what a place. Let me tell you, New Mexico is very interesting. I've been driving for like 12 hours today. I think I started around 9 or 10 this morning, about 9:30. And I didn't pull off here till about 10 or 10:30. In the mountains, just north of Las Cruces. So around Alamogordo. This is kind of my first real day on the road. This is the first night I'm sleeping in the van. I just left College Station. I was staying with a friend there for a couple nights. New Mexico is something else. I mean, geez, oh man. So I got to New Mexico and there's public land. And I was planning to camp on public land for the night, like just find a dirt road and pull off and sleep there. But problem with that was all of that public land for like the first 100 miles from the Texas-New Mexico border is all like a giant oil field, and they're just burning natural gas, and the entire place just smells like propane. You know, the fucked up part is there's probably like 50 to 100,000 people that live within that area. I mean, it's a pretty large area. It's sparsely populated, but it's pretty big. So like if you count all those people, it's probably like 50,000. God, they must just have a lot of cancer. That's crazy. But anyways, I made it through there. And then it was kind of empty. It didn't smell like gas anymore, but it was dark and it was creepy as fuck. And I had no desire to camp there in the middle of nowhere. So I kept driving into the mountains because I knew there was more public roads around there that I could pull off and park on. But I just couldn't find any, so finally I pulled off in Mayhill, and I'm sleeping in, I think it's the parking lot for a hotel and cafe. So hopefully I don't get kicked out, but, yeah. Day one.
That was crazy. So it's your last night.
Did you start it?
Uh-huh.
Oh shit. Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Excited, nervous, a little sad that you're not gonna join me till late May.
Mm-hmm. Why are you nervous?
It's the unknown, I guess.
Yeah.
I think I'm nervous right now because I just watched that car get towed.
Yeah. That, and like he just kind of like,
yeah.
He just came and like picked it up.
Well, I was putting my shoes on because I was about to go out there and be like, no, they live here.
Yeah.
I didn't even have time.
Because they, and it's a good thing that they came as well.
Yeah, it's a good thing that they were right there. I don't know that will help them, but that's the second time they've gotten towed.
That sucks. That's like, what, $400?
Yeah, they just got $400 on tow fees.
Big yikes.
I should, like, leave a note and be like, here's the secret.
Yeah, take off your license plates.
Take off your front license plate.
And always
why,
park
for why me. Do you think I always park backwards?
Because you like to zoom out of
here. No. I'm not about to pay the visitor fee.
Yeah. They just fucked up.
Yeah. So to those listening, we just watched our neighbor's car get towed for the second time. I'm assuming his girlfriend's car like isn't registered or something like that.
Here's the thing.
For the entire, how long have I lived here? Like 8 months? Let's
Yeah,
see.
like 7 to 8 months, I think. How long have we been together?
November, December, January, February, March, April. So
6
6 months.
months. Wow, only 6 months, really?
Yeah, 6 months. So I haven't been registered that entire time. The only thing is, I have my front license plate in the window, and whenever I park, I just take it down and I back in. So the tow truck just doesn't see a license plate at all.
And that's how it was with the other car too.
So my original thinking was like, if I get away with this for, or like, I guess there wasn't a fee originally.
No, but you did have to register your car every day because it only lasted 24 hours.
Yeah, originally it was just for my own convenience. And I was like, I'll risk it. If I get away with it for a week, it's probably good.
Yeah.
If it gets towed, it's $150.
Yeah.
I had a job at the time, so that wasn't that bad. Like, I'll risk it.
So what has changed since the last time we did the
I don't have a job now.
podcast?
And let me tell you, it is fucking amazing. I love not having a job.
Really? You don't get like bored?
No, because I've been pretty busy with the van and.
Yeah, I guess we kind of were like out like the
Well,
week
like, we
after you
were.
left, right? We were in San Antonio.
Yeah, so, like, what have I been out of a job? 2 weeks? 2.5 weeks?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is week three of no job. So week
Yeah.
one, we were in San Antonio on vacation. Week two, I was getting everything ready with the van. If I had downtime, I was reading or playing video
Behaving.
games. And that's fun for about a week before it gets old. So I did that. Sold all the video games. And
Nice.
now this week I've just been packing everything so I've been busy.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd go fucking insane.
Yeah.
It's pretty nice. Because all of my time
You're kind of like a
has been
stay-at-home dad.
useful. Yeah. It's been productive.
Yeah.
Except for when I was playing video games the first week, but.
So like what? I know that I've asked you this, like, but like, what made you want to give that up? I know that you're like, I don't want to have this in grad school, but like, I almost feel like you're giving up, like, your childhood.
Yeah, I guess a little bit. So like last week I played Fallout 4 for like 5 hours straight, and I was like, that made me unhappy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you like realized that you wasted your time or what?
Yeah, I was just like, it was kind of like fine and mind-numbing in the moment, but afterwards you're like, oh shit, like I kind of could have been doing these other things that were productive, and I didn't. Instead, I just played 5 hours of Fallout 4. Like, I don't really want to do that. It's not,
Yeah.
And it's such a suck. Like, I get so hooked on games. And, like, it's an old game. I haven't played it in a while, but, like, I've still played through it two or three times before, probably.
Yeah, I definitely know that like you definitely when you start playing your video games, you like do get sucked in for like a little bit, whether it's like Fallout or like Hearts of Iron, the computer one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna delete that because I still play it with friends, but.
I think doing anything in moderation is good. When you play for like 4 hours, that's when it's like a.
Sometimes, like,
And I was in New York, so
sometimes
it's like
that
I
button
couldn't.
won't make you happier.
Yeah.
It'll make you less happy.
Yeah.
And, like, oh, if I sell all these video games, I'll have enough for new tires for the motorcycle, so that's way better.
Hell yeah. I was gone, so. Which was interesting. So why did you feel negative earlier? Why do you feel like you've been negative this week?
Oh yeah. So I said earlier, I feel like I've been negative a lot this week. I don't know what kicked it off, but I just started commenting on a lot of like dumb things I see around me.
Like what?
Ago, one of the overhangs for cars like fell and messed up some people's cars. Thank God it was somebody else and not me, right?
You've been pissed.
Yeah, I've been fucking pissed. I was like, oh, the part is probably not gonna cover their damages.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been negative this week.
And then I just feel like I've been thinking more. Pointing out more.
It's funny that you like said that this like today or like this week, because you're definitely, I've seen you in weeks where you are and like you don't say anything.
Yeah.
Which I don't think it's like a bad thing. I mean, I just find it interesting that like you said it to this week.
I'm just kind of tired of carrying it around, you know?
Yeah. Did you,
I
like,
why I decided to sit carry with it around it? This week, but...
Yeah. You sat with it, and then you move on.
Move on. Hit this fluffy dog's ass.
And he's also in the van.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel very envious that you're leaving, and I've told you this before.
Yeah, I've definitely, I don't know, I guess that's why I feel a little bad about it, too. I've been thinking about it from your perspective, I'm like, damn, I'm so glad.
Glad it's her and not me.
Exactly.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it does suck.
I think it, like... Part of me, like, it sucks for a couple of reasons. Like, it sucks because, like, it's that envy that, like, someone else, especially someone that you love, is, like, living out your dream, you know? And it sucks because, like, because, like, that, because of that, because of it's, because that it is someone that you love, it's, like, you now have to have these thoughts by yourself.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? And like...
I'm sad because I thought you were going to be with me the whole time.
I literally... I don't know if it's posted yet. It was right now. But I literally recorded an episode, 5-minute episode, saying like, I'm going to quit my job.
I didn't post any of those.
Okay. Well, you
I
should
didn't
before
post
this.
Because I was like, oh, she didn't quit her job.
Well, you should. You should. So I... Like, it was definitely, like, it's a struggle of, like, do I make it work, do I not work, or do I not make it work? Of, like, working remotely, do I stay? And I think, like, this goes to a lot of, like, conversation about, like, the status quo. And, like, quote-unquote, the normal thing to do. It's, like, I know I've never been that way. And so, like, seeing someone not be that way, and you're like, I could definitely do that, makes me just, like, feel like, I mean, it just, like, ugh, you know what I mean? It's like, and then I just get, like, mad at myself.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And then, of course, I'm just sad because, like, I don't want you to be gone. And, like, therapy's been kicking my ass, so.
I don't want you to be here.
In a good way. Yeah. I think, like, I definitely had, like, a lot of fears an insecure, I say not fears, insecurities about like you going and like us breaking up, or like you finding some like hot desert chick and like wanting to go out with her.
You're my hot desert chick.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, I am. And then like I never felt like that was like the root of the problem or like the root cause, I guess. I felt like the reason why I was so scared or like, and I realized this when I was gone in New York over the weekend. It's like, 'cause I just like don't want to be alone to like feel everything. And that sucks.
Some of the stuff you're feeling is really because you're alone.
Yeah, so like in therapy today.
Like, I don't know, because I'm gonna feel bad too, but I'm gonna want distractions.
Yeah, and our distractions will be different. Yeah. One thing in therapy today that she, we were talking, we ended last week on like the feeling of like worthiness and like what are we worthy of and all this stuff. And she goes like, "You've said that you didn't feel worthy," and I was like, "I don't feel like that's true. Like, I definitely feel like worthy and deserving of like good things, but when it's not, but I question." She, and then I realized today, like, I question that worthiness when those things aren't happening. Does that make sense? And she said that, and I was like, "Yeah, that's it." And so like, and then right away I was like, well, then how do I feel that? Or like, how to not feel it? Like, how to like feel worthy? Like, how do I combat that? And she was like, oh, why do you have to solve it right now? And I was like, what do you mean? It's like, I will feel like this ball of blood. I gave her the analogy of like, you know, those like, I think they're called like meat cleavers. Or like meat pad, those things. Are they called cleavers? I don't know.
Yeah.
I was like, it feels like someone is doing that to my heart. And I was
Yeah.
like, whenever I feel this way. Yeah. It's like this feeling of like soreness and like numbness, I guess. Though that being said, it's like I like I'm excited or I'm trying to like welcome that because I know that it's gonna happen. So it's like, okay. It's okay that it happens. And it's okay. And it's okay not to feel like, or it's okay to feel like shit. And it's important to know that it will be okay. No buts, just ands.
Yeah, that was cool. I like that. And
So you replace your buts with and, because if you have a but, then you invalid, you negate the beginning part of the sentence. And I like that. I did that several
does my
times
butt negate
today.
my beginning part?
Your ass?
As, there was something there. I didn't find it, but it was there was something there.
It was funny because she was like, she we were talking about that, and I was like, then I feel guilty, and she's like, why do you feel guilty? And I was like, I don't know. And then I like said something else, and I used the word but, and she goes, you just invalidated the fact that you feel guilty. I was like, Jesus Christ. It was like this back and forth thing of, I don't know. I'm excited to join you.
I'm excited for you to join me. That's when it's really gonna get fun.
Yeah. Oh, Indiana.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna do alone in the desert with Indy. Get abducted.
Roswell. I'm
Get
gonna go.
probed a little bit, you know?
Bruh.
I gotta probe Indy before me with that ass.
They're just gonna see a white fluffy ass.
Like, damn.
I
What is this?
wonder if he's hot in here.
I was just thinking, I don't know, I think he gets nervous in here. He thinks we're about to move.
Yeah.
Better get used to it, buddy.
Are you going to shave him?
Yeah, I'm going to shave him at some point.
Did you bring it with you? Is it all packed?
Maybe.
You're like, oh. We gotta get the wine out.
Oh, yeah.
No wine? No, no.
Let's get drunk.
Do you remember last time we got drunk in here? The first time we recorded the podcast episode.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to that. We were talking about that before. Like, man, like 10 or 15 people listen to this. That's way better.
We have good friends.
Yeah.
You got good friends. Posted it on my socials. I'm thinking of naming this and I'm off. Like I'm off to an adventure.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm off, not we're off. You don't like it? I don't like farting and coming, okay?
You don't like farting and coming?
No.
Not a good opener?
No. Brad measured his dick earlier.
Yeah. Well, I had to make sure because we were reading the average was like 5.1. I was like, I think I'm comfortably above that. And I'm like, I wonder if I've been measuring it wrong, so I googled it to make sure I was doing it right, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Do you want to tell him what the size was, or no? Who's been guessing?
Not really, I'm not guessing. Slightly above average. Alright. Good enough.
Yeah. That's so funny.
There's got to be like a chart out there with a percentile like breakdown. I don't know what percentile is.
Top 10? No way.
Fuck, shit, I wish.
Probably like top 40.
I'm going to look it up. Percent. What do I even look up?
Percentile of penis sizes?
Percentile penis size. Oh, there's a cock with a ruler next to it.
Let me see.
Penis size percentile calculator. I want a link. I don't give a shit about girth.
Link.
Oh.
What?
That's pretty good.
What is it?
77?
You're in the 77th percentile?
Mm-hmm. Damn, dude.
Oh, that's good.
I didn't know I had a big dick. I honestly didn't. I thought it was...
Have you ever taken steroids?
It's actually slightly
Indy boring. Is literally underneath this. Buddy, what are you doing? You're just chilling out?
I wasn't even... I just had like a solid... I was like 90%, dude.
90% what?
Worked up.
Oh.
Fuck yeah. Glad all our listeners know that now.
All our 15 listeners.
Uh-huh. Damn, that dude's in the 77th percentile of dick size.
Is that like the same thing as like woman's boob size?
Probably. I think it's different because you can just see boob size.
But it's kind of the same thing. It's like, what's your cup size? That's like the measurement. Indeed.
Yeah, but you can lie about your dick size and get away with it.
Like the 9 inches
guy? If somebody asks you, like, what's your dick size, you can be like, oh, fucking 9 inches. And they're like, no fucking way. And you'd be like, yeah. and they'll be like, Jesus Christ, there is not a chance. And they probably won't believe you, but they can't disprove you. But, like, if you have A's. If you have B's and you're like, I'm a D, and they're like,
no, you're not.
I can see that you're not.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's see. What would 9 inches be?
99.99% in a room of 1,000 guys, zero would be bigger than you. I have a 9 inch penis. Why don't you tell that story?
Okay. So when I was, should I drop names?
Yeah.
Okay. So when I was in, before I went to Dallas, I was in Huntsville, Texas. I went to school there. I had Bumble for a week. And I went out with this guy named Jeremiah. And we met on Bumble, whatever. We went to this place at my house, at my apartment, and he came on a motorcycle. And he got there a little late, which was like fine. And we got margs, and within like the first 10 minutes of the conversation, he told me his dick size. And the way that he did it was really funny. He said, oh, I'm so sorry that I'm late. I was walking around with my friend at the Galleria in Houston, and I lost track of time and whatever. And I was like, oh, that's okay. Like, whatever. And he was like, but it's really funny because we were both in pain. I was like, why are y'all in pain? And I thought it was like a broken ankle, like a sore ankle, something like that. And he was like, oh, well, she just had a baby. And he goes, and me, like, he goes, like, 2 years ago, my balls twisted. And I was like, what? And I didn't know if I should laugh or like be serious. I think to this day, it makes me crack up because I'm just like the audacity that this guy had to like
tell me. You said his balls twisted, but it sounded like a really weird way.
Yeah. And then he said, like, yeah, so I went out to all these doctors and everything. And in that time, I was like, what do you mean you're finding out all these doctors? Like, is your dad a sports doctor? And he was like, oh, no, we play for the 49ers. I was like, oh, fuck. And then he said, yeah, so, like, after the 2 years, or, like, he goes, like, about, like, a year ago, I had to get emergency surgery because I realized there was no blood going to my balls. And I was like, oh, my God. And then he said, yeah, that's why I have, he goes, so now I have 9 inches. And I was like, what a douchebag.
Which, based on what we just looked up,
no one would have.
Highly unlikely.
He, yeah. I blocked him on social media because he was like a weirdo. And then he drove me home on his motorcycle and he was like, do you want to go inside? And I said, no. And we stayed outside. So that was the story.
That's lit.
If someone told me they had 9 inches, 9 inch dick.
Yeah. I don't think I'm, oh wait.
You are recording.
Is my mic on? Or is it picking it up on your headset? Because why is mine so much smaller than yours?
No, yours is fine.
I guess it's fine. I don't
know. Anyways, yeah. That's crazy. I can't. First off.
And then I deleted Bumble.
I fucking never showed up to a date with my motorcycle.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't bring myself to do something that douchey. I'm like, there's no way you get away with it. If you pull up like that, it's like...
Also, like...
I feel like it's a bad look, honestly, because you just look like you're trying.
Also, so like, you personally, like, do not ride without your gear. And it's like, I don't want to go on a date with someone who's wearing all his gear.
Yeah, that was the other reason. I'm like, I'm about to get on the interstate and, like...
Yeah.
Drive to Dallas in fucking full gear.
And like,
go on a date.
Be all sweaty when you take it off.
And I'm going to take somebody, like, I would never drive somebody back from a date on my motorcycle. Like, no.
That's good.
Fucking dangerous.
It is fucking dangerous.
Because it's such a mess.
on your tombstones, you're like, was unsuccessfully trying to get laid. Though I'm sure like that tactic does work on some women. Like we're talking about this. There's
Really
something
do.
for everybody. And there's definitely a chick out there that's like
Would that be like a, no shade to him, but is that like a desperate chick? I'm
I
sure
don't
he
know about
doesn't say that to everyone, right?
desperate, probably not a healthy one. I'm
Oh
like, if you are the type of girl that is falling for this ruse, then
yeah.
you're obviously an idiot.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Did you have a ruse?
No.
Indy was your ruse.
He never got me late.
He definitely got you to meet chicks, though.
Yeah, I just didn't play the card right, I guess. Which is good because I met you. Yeah,
But even then, on our first date, you showed me him.
I did. Yeah, because he's fucking cute. Look at him.
Yeah, and he was scared of me. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's right. You met him on the first date.
Yeah, you called me when I was leaving, and you're like, "Do you want to come to Indy?" And I was like, "I got it in the bag."
Meet this cute ass motherfucker.
This cute ass, fat ass motherfucker.
Spliffy-ass.
He's sniffing the drug rugs right now.
Yeah. What a time. What a 10 months.
We haven't even been together for 10 months.
It's hard to believe. So August.
September.
Thank you.
Did
August, September, October,
you
November,
forget the month
December.
that came after August? Is it 10?
Well,
August,
for
September,
not that long.
November, December, January, February, March, April. 8. Going on 9. We went out, I think the first time we went out was July 21st.
Doesn't feel like that short of a time. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty
I was
crazy.
thinking about this in the car because I will ask about it eventually, or I wanted to ask you about it eventually, but I'm curious to know, like, if you could do it differently, like not moving in with, or like us not moving in with each other, like, would you do it differently? Really?
Yeah. I think
Why?
that was good.
Really?
I mean, I think it was definitely hard at sometimes.
Yeah.
But like I said, I feel like maybe that's one of the reasons that 10 months or 9 months feels longer,
Yeah.
just because we went through a lot. It was jam-packed. We put a lot in there.
Yeah. We had like the fights and the arguments and the resolutions and everything.
Yeah, I think like because we wouldn't have really had a lot of that if we were living apart.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think we would have posted a lot longer and like not address them
And like that,
for more time.
for me, not that that would have been a deal breaker, but like I could definitely see myself being like, oh, he's not giving me what I want, so I'm gonna break up with him if
I
we
was gonna
weren't
say
living
like
together.
it would also have been way easier to break up
Yeah.
because since we were living together, we like had to talk about that stuff instead of just like internalize it and drift away, which I think
Yeah.
would have been easier, a lot easier to do.
Did you ever want to?
Like around like 3 or 4 months, we were
Mm-hmm.
going through that little rough patch.
Oh, yeah, when you went to Vegas?
I don't know that we would have broken up if we were living separately, but it definitely would have been easier to.
Yeah.
And we probably wouldn't have, I don't think we would have had the conversation. So like that phase, I think just would have been drug out longer
Yeah. I
instead of
don't.
just like getting it over with quickly.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a lot of what ifs.
I'm glad it didn't happen, though.
Yeah. I'm pretty happy how it turned out.
Same, brother. Keep
Keep
on
finding
hitting it. No, I love it. I love that it's like where it's gone and like.
We have a van
Yeah. And a doge.
and a Doge. The van definitely looks like a drug wagon, but
What did you call it? Shaggin' Wagon?
Shaggin' Wagon.
The name is LJ for Loretta James, but in parentheses it's called the Shaggin' Wagon.
Shaggin' wagon. So we hung up to cover a lot of the weird corners and curves and stuff that were hard to cover with wood. We hung up Mexican blankets over it that we cut up to like the right shape and everything. But it looks like we just put drug rugs over everything, which we kind of did. I mean,
They
it's our
look
kind of
nice.
style.
It looks
It
nice.
looks nice, but it definitely does look like
A druggy ruggy.
it does look like we're the type of people that would celebrate 420.
Oh, fuck yeah. Especially with these lights that we got going on. For sure. Are they just. Oh, they're also above me. Yeah.
No, man, I like it. It makes me feel very comfortable.
It's definitely like a cozy thing.
It's very cozy.
Yeah. I love the papel picado. I got there.
Mexican.
You're welcome. Get yourself a big booty Latina.
Thank you, Eliana. Thank you.
Oh, I love it.
For your Mexicanism.
My Mexicanism. It's for your whiteism.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Dude, look at this guy. Now he's just like staring off into the night.
Do you think he's like looking at something in particular?
I think he's on fucking drugs.
Like catnip for dogs. You should get him that
Yeah, he like
CBD
it.
stuff. Yeah, I might calm him down when he's in the van.
Oh, so we strapped my motorcycle on the back of the van, and it looks so
Oh.
fucking sus. Like, it looks like it's about to fall off. It's actually pretty sturdy, but
It like low key looks like it's about to fall off.
low-key, it looks not the best. Andy, come on. Don't do that. Good boy.
Already goes underneath.
Stop.
Hello.
Yeah, come back up. Yeah, he wants to investigate every noise he hears. It's okay. He can just chill.
No.
You want a peanut butter pebble?
What
Figure that one out.
because he has nowhere to lay down. Our shoes are just in the way of everything.
Andy's two favorite treats, the peanut butter pickle and the chocolate starfish.
Bruh.
Oh, those jokes never get old. I feel like one of your friends would listen to this and be like, oh, he fucks the dog? No.
Would? I'm trying to think about like who would.
I think people that keep up with me
Know you enough to know that you
are
don't
just
fuck
like,
dogs. What is that called? Like bestiality?
yeah,
That's what
yeah,
it's called,
yeah,
right? And
bestiality.
like furries.
Like
Oh, this is a
they dress as animals
Okay.
and fuck each other.
Oh.
Yeah, in like the animal outfits.
Oh, God. I
Yeah.
didn't know that.
You think furries have big cocks? Well, because like there's a lot of like no, I mean like if you're wearing this like thick furry outfit, so how do you like get your dick through all that? You gotta have like a couple inches extra. I feel like
Maybe that's how they make them.
it's just thinner in the cock area
Yeah, or
and
they just
less
kind of like
prominent.
suck it in. Suck in
And you
your
like the
pee pee.
strap on.
Like a jock, a jack, what is it called?
A penis
No, I know what a
extender.
strap on is. The jock strap.
No, that just covers your dick and balls if you're doing sports.
That's what I'm saying. How would you get a strap on in like a suit like that?
Put on, I don't know, man. I don't know how they do it. God, I want to interview a furry on this podcast.
Oh, fuck, no.
That's what I was gonna like. I just want to get a beer and talk to you. Like, what's going on? I'm just curious. I don't understand.
I would like to get a beer with like an old man. I want him to like tell me about his life
Yeah.
and like what wisdom he got, but only if he's cool, not if he's like
Yeah, some old guys
dumb person, or like
show
not dumb person, but like a like I want to talk to an old man that's like, wow, it's really cool that you're living your dream in a van.
Oh, you want somebody to like gratify your actions?
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
But like I don't want someone to like I don't know if you remember this, but like when we were like your parents' Christmas party, we were talking to this lady. I don't remember her name. I want to say her name was Meredith, not too sure. But you told her that like, oh yeah, we're renovating a van, blah blah blah. And I don't know what I said, but she was like, oh, that's not what I thought you were gonna do. And then you mentioned to her doing a podcast, and she was like, that's what I think y'all should do. Do
I
you
kind of remember
remember?
that. I was kind of drunk.
So was I, but I didn't want to act like it in front of your
Oh,
family.
fuck yeah. I don't know who that woman was, but.
She was your mom's old coworker or something like that.
Yeah, she was on one too.
A podcast?
No. I mean, like, she was lit.
Oh, she was hammered.
Yeah.
For sure.
We were hammered too.
I wasn't.
I just remember it was fun talking to her. Don't remember what we said.
No, she was so trash.
Yeah.
She wasn't trash. She was very drunk.
Yeah.
Or very tipsy.
Yeah.
And she's very energetic too. So it's
Yeah.
like that mixed with like the alcohol was just like
It was fun because there's like that moment
aggressiveness.
where, you know, like two drunk people meet in a crowd of sober people.
That's me and Quinn.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was cool. She would love to see this.
Who wouldn't?
I guess you have a point.
The towing company.
Fuck the towing company. What if you got towed in the middle of the night?
I wonder. I'm just in it. Like, wait,
Yeah.
no, I'm fucking in here.
Yeah. That would suck ass.
Well, I feel like it'd be easy to just drive it out of the tow lot then. That's the perfect ruse.
You're
I'm a Trojan horse.
right. You are a Trojan horse.
Trojan man.
With lights on
Yeah.
and drug rugs.
Yeah. Be pretty funny. What would they do?
Oh, fuck, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Probably
I doubt that they would do that.
nothing. They'd probably be like, what the fuck? Move your car.
No, because the tow company doesn't. They just want your money for your car.
But they would still be like, you're not supposed to be here. Like, if you don't want to get towed, then move your car.
Maybe. Are those people back?
Know. I don't think so.
No, they haven't come back yet. Shit. Dude, I
Rip.
wonder what happened. You think they, like,
They should sue.
you think they road raged?
Fuck yeah. They were like after that.
I would be too, but I wouldn't, like, road rage it.
I would.
What's your definition of road rage?
Like going after that car, like as speedy fast.
Oh, that's not my definition. I mean, like, fucking hitting the thing.
How would you hit your own
Like,
car?
I'm gonna stop this tow truck and fight the guy or something like that.
You can fight the guy like when you get to the tow place.
Yeah, that's road rage.
Yeah. Get the gun.
What if you don't have money to pay it? Then you're fucked. Not very nice.
Mm-mm.
Pretty uncool.
Pretty mean.
Yeah, pretty mean, pretty cruel. Pretty cruel aspect of our society.
Let's watch the videos that I sent you earlier.
Right now?
Yeah.
Describe them.
Yeah.
On
I'm also gonna
Instagram?
fart.
God, I just want to see that. 77.5 percentile. Thank you very
Did you
much.
screenshot that?
I should. Oh, they have flaccid length too.
What is flaccid?
When it's not hard. Probably like, I don't know, three or three. 17th percentile. Oh, but four is 80th.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
3.5.
I don't know what it is, flaccid, to be honest. Why would you ever measure that? Nobody fucking cares about that length.
Go.
That should be the podcast title. 77th percentile.
Yeah, that would be funny. If you get it, you get it.
Right.
The
First
first one.
one, POV, your dog is literally just existing. We have a golden lab with a somewhat sour look on his face.
Put it louder then.
Oh, the owner's just like fucking can't stop petting it and because it's so cute. Yeah, I feel that. I'm like that with Indy all the time. Dad jokes until I laugh out loud.
Dad jokes until I laugh out loud.
What video game do you play on the toilet? Call of Duty. When I was young, I got a bad report card. My mom said, "I don't like your report card." I said, "Okay." She said, "I want to see more A's." I said, "Okay." What is Super Mario's pants made out of? Denim, denim, denim. You laugh.
Dad jokes until I laugh out loud. Dad jokes until.
That was good. You got another
Who knows
one?
me better, dad or mom?
By the way, I made it through all three.
I love it, all of them.
I was like laughing in my throat.
Lame.
Who knows me better, dad or mom?
What's my favorite hobby?
Working out.
Aggravating. Dad, come on. Freeloading. Dad, what sport did I play in high school?
Basketball.
You sat on the bench the whole time. Thanks, Dad. What's my favorite subject?
Chemistry.
Failing it. That's not a subject. What's my favorite type of pet?
Dog.
What, the type he doesn't take care of? Dad, come on. Can you take
No,
this
you know
seriously?
what? You wanted a dog. I'm the one who cleans his hands
Dog.
room. I got feet to take
Who knows me better? Dad rating my girlfriend's accent.
Corner.
Corner. Go sit in the corner, Dad.
Sugar?
Can you please pass me the sugar?
Just give me the sugar.
Sauna?
It's sauna. 0 out of 10.
Boss?
Boss. Who wants to be a boss? It's boss. I'm a boss.
Dad rating my girlfriend's act.
That's good. Good. Oh, it's another one from this guy talking about hit artist and rapper DaBaby. It may or may not have murdered
It's hard to
somebody.
pronounce names of famous rappers. Existential, extension cord. I don't know. As soon as possible, Rocky.
No.
DaBaby. Why does he? Oh, I get it now. Oh, look at DaBaby. Tyler, the creator. The creator of what? 2 Chainz. Why is he called?
Because he wears
Oh,
two
2 Chainz. Dad trying to pronounce.
Nice.
I love the accent.
Nice. Yeah.
Water.
Water.
Give me the sugar.
That's good. What else should we talk about on this podcast?
No, man. Their lives are podcasts.
Yeah.
I feel like we have a lot of good conversations that should be recorded.
I think so too. Obviously, I like what I talk about. I'd like to
Oh.
share it with all of you.
You don't like what I talk about?
Oh, I like what you talk about.
Bitch!
Yeah.
Are you going to record solo podcasts in the month that we're away?
Yeah, probably. Well, I think we should both do that. Yeah, we should talk about that.
I'm surprised that I haven't cried in this podcast.
Okay, so now that the van... Wait, sorry. That sounded good.
What?
What were you saying?
I was just saying, I'm surprised I haven't cried in this podcast thus far.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
No, that's not good. I'm cry afterwards.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry tomorrow.
A lot. And Thursday. Yeah. A lot.
Yeah, I'm going to go get really drunk with Spencer and drown my
sorrow.
Yeah.
You should tell him how you're feeling.
Yeah.
Talk about your feelings with him.
Yeah.
See if he's uncomfortable by it.
I don't think so. I think we kind of talk about it on the phone.
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn. We were talking about something involving the trans.
Oh, God. Cities. I don't know if we should talk about this in the podcast.
We totally should, because it was funny. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we were talking about, I forgot how we got on it, but we were talking about the studies showing, like, if people that go through it are more or less happy afterwards. And so, first off, the doctors are like, we don't really know the results, but we don't have a lot of data, so we definitely encourage you doing it so we can get more data.
Mm.
Which I thought was fucking hilarious. And I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm like, yeah, sure, fuck it. You want to do it? Let's see what happens. I don't know if it'll be good for you, but we're going to find out. And then the data they did have was that it was good for people, with the caveat that those people had to be in supportive environments. If they just went through the transition, but they were in like a neutral or unsupportive environment, then it was actually worse for them. And Spencer was saying, like we could all take a lesson from this. Like, of course you're gonna be happier in an environment when everybody's just hyping you up.
Yeah. Of course.
And, like, you just get, like, for existing, people are just like, you're so brave. You've never been wrong.
You know a lot about that, huh?
Yeah. Like, of course you're going to be happier if you're in that environment. But we could all take note of that.
Which we should all strive to be.
Yeah, we could all just be happier.
Well,
by hyping each other up, telling each other, and there's something else I want you to know. Your dad called, and he's proud of you.
Did you send that to all your friends?
Yeah, I sent that to a lot of people.
You've never
been wrong.
I said that earlier. I was like, we're going to do it. I'm going to do it. I think it's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. Do you want to describe the context?
No.
What have I never been?
Wrong.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. I love it. It's like, it's literally music to my ears when you're like, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know.
You're not wrong often. Sometimes.
When do you think I'm wrong?
I don't know. Nothing. I've forgotten. So it's not important.
Thank you. I feel like, you know that Tom and, or I think it was Tom and Christina, they were talking about how, like, men are so much less aware of their surroundings, maybe. She was talking about that, and how, like, you're often like, where is this? Where is that? And I'm like, it's on this. And you just, like, don't look for it.
Yeah, so a podcast we listen to with Tom Segura. I'm a big fan.
Shout out. You should come sponsor us and come meet us in the desert.
Tom Scrum.
You lick with Tom Scrum?
I'd lick Tom Scrum.
Oh, you'd lick.
His scrum.
Yeah, I get it.
It's a synonym for taint.
I know.
The area between your balls and asshole.
I'm sure you would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should do it.
Anyways.
My scrum.
I'm not gonna leave your scrum. Anyways, are you talking about men and women?
They were describing it. So apparently he would always be like, "Where am I?" Whatever, and she'd be like, "You know what? Didn't look for it at all." I'm like, "I do that all the fucking time."
Literally every day.
You also, I'm just a forgetful person, and you remind me of so many things so often. I almost forgot the line for our date tonight.
Yeah.
You're like, did you get the wine? No. I went to the Dollar Tree to just buy a cheap pan and spatula for the van. So we didn't bring any of our shit. And I fucking forgot it in my car when I dropped it off at my friend's house for storage.
Classic.
I mean, it was a Dollar Tree pot, so I'm just gonna buy another one. It was $5, but.
Yeah. Shit, man, you leave tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, but now that I'm in the van, I want to start doing a podcast a week.
Okay.
And it can be either we can do phone calls with ourselves, with other people.
But how do we record that? Because we only have...
Yeah, I don't know how to record a phone call. I'm sure there's an app or something. I'm sure it's not that hard to figure out.
I feel like that's illegal.
No, you just have to have the other person's consent.
You can do, like, recorded Zoom videos.
Yeah, we could do that, too.
Yeah.
Whatever works.
We're going to Zoom?
Between the two of us. It might be us individually, or if either of us... You should do one with Cameron.
I want to do it on camera.
I'm kind of sad I couldn't be there for that. I wanted to do that before I left, but that'll be fun. You should do that before you leave.
What did you want to talk about with him?
I don't know.
Because we're probably going to talk about organizing.
Yeah, it just seems fun to talk to him for an hour. Honestly, it may be better because if I was there, I'd just be sitting there like, yeah, that's cool. Nice.
He definitely, like, I think when you were in Tampa, I had dinner with him and his girlfriend, and, like, his girlfriend was the same way, just, like, listening into our conversation of, like, what it meant to, like, organize within institutions and without institutions, and, like, what our culture is, like, leaning towards, and, like, how we actually enact political change and systemic change.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all would talk about that, and I'd just be like, oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You want to hear what percentile my dick is in? Incredible.
He'd be like, I think we're supposed to do pottery together at some point.
Nice.
Maybe this weekend.
Nice.
I'm going to do pottery this weekend. I'm going to... do a lot of work this weekend.
Record podcasts.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe, I think what I'm going to do if I want to record something about myself is like when I'm feeling a certain way.
Yeah, we do shorts.
Yeah, it's like little short ones. Like, God, I'm crying and I can't get up.
Let me share it with the world.
Yeah, that's like important to me. Sharing vulnerability.
Yeah, but you don't have to, like,
you're like, I'd be depressed. What is oversharing?
I don't know. I watch a lot of TikToks of it.
What do you mean?
They always have that shit on your mom's house.
Oh, okay. I don't want to do that. Yeah. I don't want to be on your mom's house.
Usually those people are, like, crazy.
Are those the ones that, like, record themselves crying?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I would never record myself crying. Or like a video at least.
Yeah.
Don't want it to be like a rap song.
What do you mean?
Like I don't want it to like get mixed into like a rap song. Like Ed Asner's jerking off video.
It's gonna be good.
No.
See, the thing is, I found a podcast that is kind of what goes on inside my head.
24/7.
And I'm just hooked, you know?
When did you find it?
So I always knew of Tom Segura, and like I liked his specials. And then I think I started listening in like November or December.
Oh, this last year?
Yeah, I only like recently got into it.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I haven't been on this sooner. This is
Huh.
half of my brain on repeat.
So, what podcast would you listen to before?
I got into Joe Rogan for a while, but then
Oh.
just every episode would go on about political correctness, and I was like, I mean, I agree, but talk about something else for
Yeah.
once, man.
I didn't realize Joe Rogan was so political. Like, is that why he's famous? Isn't he a
He's
comedian?
not really political.
Isn't he a comedian?
He just shares his opinion a lot.
Yeah.
Perhaps too much for my liking.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of got tired of it. I'll like listen occasionally if he has somebody really interesting on. Like, if I see a name I recognize pop up, or I see a cool description, I'll listen. But don't listen that much anymore.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I already know how he feels about things, and that's half of every one of his fucking podcasts.
Yeah. Is he a comedian? Oh. I've never seen any of his specials. Well.
And then I listened to Tangentially Speaking for a while. I used to listen to 10% Happier. Duncan Trussell, big fan.
Oh yeah, you listened to a lot of Duncan Trussell. We watched Midnight Gospel. I loved Midnight Gospel.
So good. I love how weird it is. I just
Yeah.
eat that shit up.
It's like I had never watched something like that before, and like meeting you when you were like into it, I was like, it's kind of weird, but okay. And then I watched it, and I was like, this is beautiful. Like, it's so cool.
I just think it's, it's just so good.
I used to listen to a lot of Democracy Now, like every day. So like I was like all politics. And then I was like, you know
I
what?
used to be like
This
that,
is
and then I got
really,
worn out
yeah. And I was like, this is
as a
creating
quantity.
stress for me. And I did it because like I wanted to like feel smart and like educated.
I was definitely the college kid that after Donald Trump won, I was like, I'm gonna get super into politics.
Really?
Make a difference. And then I didn't.
Really? So you were opposed to Donald Trump getting into office?
I feel like everybody says that to me. They're like, I thought you would have voted for Trump. I'm like, no, just because I like guns and like saying dumb shit doesn't mean I want to vote for an asshole.
Yeah. I didn't think you were, well, the first date I did, but then you cleared it up and I was like, good. But I didn't know you wanted to like be in politics.
Yeah. And then I went to like a few club meetings and I was like, oh, this kind of sucks.
Club meetings for like Dems of Arizona or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and this kid went to like a Phoenix Democratic Party meeting and I was like, that
Oh wow.
was lame.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it? What were they talking about?
Don't remember. It was just boring.
Yeah, it could be really boring sometimes.
I was like, oh.
That's why I don't think I
I
want to be
don't
an
really want to
organizer.
do this.
Yeah. That's why I don't think I want to be an organizer forever.
This is boring.
No. but because it's I've had to like think about my experiences with both organizations that I've worked with and like what things are said to me with my past organization and like what is happening now. And I don't think I'd be a good organizer. I don't think my heart is in it.
Yeah.
I think I want to do systemic change, but I don't think I want to organize. You know? Like, I want to make a
Sure.
difference, but I don't want to organize.
Yeah.
And I don't
Well, don't work for Lockheed.
know. Fuck.
God, that was fucking. That was awful. That
Yeah.
was so bad. That was just soul crushingly bad. But everybody's gotten out. So my friend Steven is working for Blue Origin. He's loving his new job. He's like actually doing cool work and getting to be an engineer. I think my friend Tyler, I need to call him. I think he got hired for a 3D printing company in Dallas.
Oh, cool.
And I quit my job to travel in a van and go to grad school, so we all got the fuck out of there. That place was awful.
Yeah. Well, now I'm getting the heck out of
They had good benefits.
Texas.
They did have good benefits.
Well,
I got paid very well to do nothing all day. But yeah, I don't know. People would say that to me a lot. Like, objectively, by society standards, it was a good job. I just thought, I can do better than this.
yeah.
Like, everybody can do better than this. Even the people that have been here for 40 years, I'm like, they're all smart.
Yeah.
They're not dumb. They're not lazy. Like, they could do better. I don't know
Yeah.
why they, st I think it's just because it's so stable.
Yeah.
I saw like a lot of my older coworkers were like individually really cool people
Oh my
that I
God, I have an
liked.
hour.
Oh my God.
That's so crazy.
Individually, they're all really cool people, but together in that environment was just awful.
Yeah.
And I saw like how they got sucked in by the security of it.
Yeah,
And
which
like,
I don't want.
let me not make that slip. Like, the writing's on the wall.
Yeah.
Let me read it. Let me get out of here. It's gonna suck for a while, but it's better to do it now than when I'm
50
30,
or
40,
yeah.
50. Probably not gonna happen when you're 50.
Well, you want to wrap things up?
Yeah.
It's been
In
way longer.
summary, it's nice to have quit my job. Fuck the military industrial complex.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I look forward to living in this van. I'm excited and I'm scared. I'm a little sad because I'm leaving Eliana for, is it 4 weeks?
It's like five.
It's less than that.
Well,
When are you coming out?
I don't know.
4 to 5 weeks. About a
Yeah,
month.
it's a month.
We're gonna be apart for a month, so that sucks. I have penis that's in the 77th percentile. I want to reiterate that again. Yeah.
Life is good, man. You got out of it, and we're doing what we're gonna, or you're gonna do what you wanted to do for a while. And I'm gonna join you soon. Hell yeah. So we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.